Todd, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Glass. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for making time with us. We know you're very busy this time of year. The recruiting trail is hotting up, and the spring season is coming to an end, and it's a very fitting end as a big, big soccer celebration coming to Bloomington. The annual game with the Mexico national team. This year it's the under-18s, 2 o'clock Armstrong Stadium. That'll wrap up springtime, and your spring's been very busy. You guys have been all over the state of Indiana and with some pretty good results. Tell me what you've seen this spring.
We've been really pleased. You know, each spring we go in with some specific goals. Most of those are regarding our depth and giving some opportunities to some of our younger players or players that have a chance to get in some big matches. Challenge ourselves in some of those matches, certainly with this way we schedule and kind of set those goals and don't let the score line change it, because, again, these games don't count, but we try to create atmospheres with where we play, and we've had some wonderful crowd at the locations we play. So, all said, I think we've created and established some new depth. We've raised the competition in some certain positions. I think we've made improvements front to back, and we played in front of some big game atmospheres. And we've won the games.
And you've played some big teams. You've played semi-pro teams. You're obviously going to play the Mexican youth national team. You've seen your friends Notre Dame again. Some will argue that your spring schedule might be tougher than some of the things you see in the fall.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, we do. We specifically try to get two or three of those games in front of some atmosphere and crowd, just because there's so many programs this spring that they'll play just kind of on a one-off day and just not have much of a crowd. So when we played Notre Dame, for instance, up at Fort Wayne, that's a really big deal, and there'll be, you know, 2,000-3,000 people there on a regular basis. That was, again, a great atmosphere up there when we played, you know, last month. So, yeah, we tested ourselves, and, you know, and obviously we've been training hard every day within the confines of what we're allowed to do this time of year. So we're pleased on the performance and the output that we're seeing, but also what we see internally every day in training. And that's a real sign that, you know, we're gaining for the fall.
Todd Yeagley is our guest this morning. He is the men's soccer coach at Indiana University. The under-18 Mexican national team, Armstrong Stadium, 2 o'clock on Sunday. That always presents a different challenge, because even talking about playing either pro teams or big-time college teams, this level of technical skill is a little bit different. How excited are you guys to match up with the Mexican national team?
We're really excited. This is the one that we circle for our spring. It's, I think, our 10th year. It's not only a great game, just as you mentioned, Glass, because of the technical ability and the soccer IQ, which these young players have, because most all of them in their country are already signed professionally, and they're in an environment where they're playing full time, and they've been brought up in a really sophisticated environment, as many of our players have too. So it's great to measure, you know, where some of our players are in comparison, because some of these players are certainly ones that you could see play in La Liga or in Europe, you know, in just a few years. So it's a great measuring stick for our players, allows us to test ourselves. And do some things that, you know, no other maybe college team could replicate, and that creates situations. Whether that's how we press, and we can create problems for Mexico. Certainly, we can create problems for the team that we face in the fall. And then the technical ability and skill level, you know, if we're not connected, we're not good in our principles defensively in particular, we're just not gonna have success. And so many great ways to match up. And I think our players, you learn by playing these games. You learn little nuances that you can't teach in a training per se. You just have to experience it, and it's just one more great experience that our players get to keep developing.
2 o'clock on Sunday, it's the Mexico Youth Under-18 National Team. You can get tickets, obviously, at iuhoosiers.com. Find the website. Obviously, the box office is open all day. Game day, you can walk up. You don't need to get tickets in advance, but it doesn't hurt as well. And again, that's a 2 o'clock kickoff right here in Bloomington at Armstrong Stadium. Looking ahead, as you always do, coming out of the spring, we know nothing's going to be finalized. You've got a great class coming in the fall. Some of those kids are playing all across the world.
Yes, we do. We have several that represent our national team right now in Slovakia. We feel
those
really
teams
good.
Aren't easy to get on, Todd. You know that. You're being too kind about this. I'll do a little bragging for you.
They're not
littered with a bunch of kids from college all the time.
No, this is great. I mean, and one of our top attackers coming in was, you know, captain of the team, and it just shows the leadership and the kind of qualities these kids have. And yeah, there's no doubt that the positional needs that we feel we had based on what we lost and where we were last year, we have brought in, I think, the best available options in the country, quite honestly. I think we do have the best class, not only just pure talent and character, but specifically in what our team needed. And I thought our staff did a phenomenal job.
I can't stop fist pumping right now. That's what I'm doing in the studio. Yes.
Yeah,
football games. Goals win games, and if you got one of the best in the country, that should make fans excited. And not to say that defense takes a backseat. That's not the case, but the more you put through, it makes it a little bit easier back there because you're going to have a brand new goalkeeper as well.
We will. And team defense and individual is always going to be a staple of IU soccer. We'll always can hang our hat on that. And, you know, I thought our teams, last year was a great example. I mean, we were one of the top teams defensively, statistically, and we also created as many chances as anyone in the country. We just weren't able to kind of punch them home. So the final pass, the final finish certainly, I think, is going to be pushed with some of these new players. But the culture of how, you know, we play, if we can keep teams having a tough day finding created opportunities, and we're always going to be in games. And I think this group and the developing group, some of the young guys you'll see on Sunday that haven't had a chance to play yet because maybe they redshirted or kind of waiting their time. We still have some players internally that I think are going to really surprise some people. Ones we don't get surprised, so we see them every day. But I'm excited. We have some big players to replace, no question. We had Tanner and some other regular starters and ones that were very creative with Rich Ballard and our goalkeeping. So it's going to be tough, but I think we're poised to be in a good position come in the fall.
The hashtag is Q4Nine. It's Quest4Nine. There's 8 stars on the jersey right now, 1 for each national championship. Hoping to add another one, but let's take care of Sunday first. The Mexican U18 national team, 2 o'clock at Armstrong Stadium. Get your tickets online at iuhoosiers.com. The final spring match for Todd Yeagley and his Indiana Hoosiers. Thanks, boss. We appreciate it. We'll see you Sunday.
Thanks. Appreciate the support. Look forward to having a huge crowd out there on Sunday. Thanks, class.
Todd Yeagley, IU men's soccer coach. Get on out there. Bring your parka just in case. The poncho, not parka. You don't need a parka. Poncho. Pool or pond. Pond is definitely better for me. Mm-hmm. But exciting times. And Todd's very level-headed. You saw me in here when he was talking about what's coming next year and mm-hmm. things and stuff.
You're psyched.
The kids are playing those teams. That's
huge.
You don't get on there because you got a cool last name or you play it.
Right.
You got to earn your way on there and goals win football matches and bring in more goal scoring. No problem. Stop him. He's exactly right. No problem. Stop him. Let's score some more. All right. Great stuff from Todd as always. And again, find more information at iuhoosiers.com.